time now for the plays of the week as we get ready for Super Bowl 52. Coach, some big plays in the Jacksonville AFC Championship game.
Well, this is a very tough defense to work against, and this is a flea flicker play. Last time we ran this play in the championship game against Pittsburgh last year, it was wide open for an easy touchdown to Chris Hogan. This year was a lot tougher. Here's the play fake, and Miles Jack is really the guy we're trying to get, the linebacker here, and it looks like at this point he's going to be in a lot of trouble because this is going to be Phil Dorsett coming across the field here. And you can see that Jack does a great job. He takes a great angle to, as soon as he recognizes the play and he sees the ball get flipped back, he just instinctively knows where to go, takes a great angle. But Tom makes a tremendous throw, and Dorsett makes a great catch on a big play. But just the overall level of execution on the play, a lot of ball handling here between the handoff, the pitch back. The timing of Dorsett's route and then the coverage, ultimately that comes here from Jack is, wow, it's pretty impressive.
Is this the fastest group of linebackers you faced all year?
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. These guys are very active and they covered a lot of ground in plays like
sure
that.
Did.
Like, took an absolute perfect play to do it. Touchdown to Danny. So this is a nice play here with, again, well designed by Josh McDaniels and the offensive staff. This is Dwayne Allen kind of running the over route, and that ties up the linebacker here. And Amendola is able to catch the ball underneath and then beat Jack and Smith into the end zone there for the touchdown. So a big play for us. Offensive line.
Perfect.
Really did a good job against a very good pass rushing team. Danny, once he made the catch, just got the ball vertical, got into the end zone, and that's what you got to do against this team. So here's the same look at the play from the end zone. Allen coming through here, and you can see Smith is kind of looking for this over route. We've got Smith high load on the over route by Allen to Danny, and again, a great job by Tom of getting Danny the ball, and then Danny of just immediately getting north and getting into the end zone.
It's about two where you're starting to feel it now as a team. Okay, we got a shot in this one now.
Yeah, so this is, Scott, this is where you come into play here. So 20-17 for the kickoff, and Bon Jovi, and you just really had a crowd rocking at this point.
You said get the place loud, so we flew him in. He was all excited.
Yep. And then so that followed. That was kind of a long timeout and after the score. And this is Grigsby coming down here, kind of blowing up the wedge on the kickoff, and Matt Slater coming over here. And so then this play following the touchdown really put our defense in good field position on the 15-yard line after the score, and really pinned Jacksonville back. So it was a big play. It was a big momentum play that was special teams complementing the score offensively, and then playing good defense. So
it seemed like it was a really hard-hitting special teams night on both sides of the football, too, for both teams.
It was. And you can see on this end zone shot of the kickoff, this is Slater coming from the backside, and they're trying to block him, but they just can't get there. And, this is Grigsby coming down, and they're trying to trap block him outside, but he runs through the trap block, blows up Bohannon. And then this is, again, another great job here by Geno Grissom going through the block and, making a big hit here on the 15-yard line with Slater. So good coverage, good aggressive play, and that set up good field position for our defense.
That's awesome. It's watching the helmets come off, too. That's always,
mixing
it up pretty good in there.
Exactly.
All right.
And so after an exchange of punts in the sequence on the punt return here, so this actually ends up being a play where we force from the defensive left side. So that's Geno coming up the middle here, and Brandon King and Brandon Bolden coming off of our left side. And you can see they take the guys who are blocking them and kind of just throw them down right there in front of the kicker. So there's actually no coverage over here on this part of the field. One guy that's getting out, but Jordan Richards has him. So Danny does a nice job on the short punt and, handles the ball cleanly. And then there's the space right there. So that is a result of a great holdup and a great rush here by our front guys. And Danny picks up two first downs on the return and sets us up on the 30-yard line. So, again, just more complimentary football, offense, special teams, defense. But here's the punt force right here. Again, so this is Grissom coming up the middle. And Brandon Bolden on the outside, Brandon King here on the inside, and just you know,
these five players right out of it right there.
Yeah, these guys should be down the field here in coverage, and they're on the ground 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage underneath the punter. So that's where we want to be. This is Jordan Richards on Bohannon. And so, again, Jordan does a great job right there. He handles Bohannon. And so Danny's able to get the ball back to the 30-yard line. So another good good field position play for us to go with the coverage plays. There it is on the return. And then after the touchdown in the two-minute drive, this was a big play for us. It was second and 10, and we end up getting a strip sack here from James Harrison coming off the edge.
Never saw that before.
Yeah. That's not happening to us. Yeah. That's right. And Van Noy coming up the middle. So they slid the protection over to Harrison, and that created a one-on-one situation for Van Noy coming right up the middle on Yeldon. So he, you know, he gets by him. Of course, it's always good for the pass rush when there's nobody open. So we have good coverage on the downfield receivers. And when Bortles tries to step up and knock the ball off him, and you know, creates third and 19 or whatever it was. So here's the same play from the end zone. And again, you can see here kind of how the protection is getting pushed over here. You can see the center and the quarterback pushing the protection this way. So that kind of creates a good opportunity for Kyle to come right up the middle. And he does a good job of running through Yeldon there. And then this is James Harrison off the edge on Robinson. You know, beats his out, gets hooked by his outside arm there, runs a good corner and knocks the ball out. So that was a huge play there to get it to third and long. And then that brought up fourth and long and really kind of the play of the game on the defensive stop here. So on fourth and 14, this is Gilmore here in the slot. And they're trying to run a route here kind of at the first down marker, wheel route on the with the back. And then the deep over, and see how Gilmore uses his help here from Devin to kind of play outside leverage. And Devin's kind of got the is on the inside part of the receiver. But as it goes vertical, then Gilmore undercuts him and is able to make a great play there on the ball on that over route.
He's really been playing great football for you guys down the stretch, really coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so again, Westbrook, BD comes through here, and again, you can see how Gilmore is outside using his help here. It's really perfectly played. And then once it loses his help and Westbrook runs past McCourty, then that's the point where Stephon wants to go to the undercut, as he does there, and be able to make the play and start to use the help over the top. Good coverage here by Chung on O'Shaughnessy, not much there, and really well-timed. Great play there by Gilmore.
There you go. It's a way to get off the field on defense. And then offense, you got to finish the game.
Yeah, so with Jacksonville having three timeouts, and we get down to third and 10 with a minute and 38, and they still have a timeout left here. So if they stop us on this play, they're going to get the ball back with, you know, maybe a little less than a minute and a half to go. So this is really a well-blocked play, well-executed play. Dwayne Allen comes across here in motion, and he and Nate Solder combo block Malik Jackson on the line to Telvin Smith, the off-the-line linebacker. Devlin gets the kickout block there on Gibson.
Great
and
block.
Then, yeah. And then, yeah, and Deion does a real good job of following this, the blocking there, kind of the soft spot there with the movement we get on the line of scrimmage from Tooney and David Andrews, as well as Solder and Allen at the point of attack. There's that little crease, and then does a nice job of getting vertical, stays in bounds, and then we're able to kneel on the ball to win the game.
That's the way you want to do it, too, as an offense.
Always want the ball on offense. Yep. So here's the same play from the end zone. So, again, this is Allen coming across in motion. Jackson tightens down here with the tight end now over him, which is what they normally do. And then there's the combination block. And so Allen, after he fits Jackson into Nate, then Dwayne pushes upfield and seals off Smith. And really the good blocking here forces Polesny to go over the top. We aren't able to get off on this play. We aren't able to get Andrews off because of the defensive line playing flat down the line. We can't really get to the second level here. So in the end, Allen really ends up getting a 2-for-1 by forcing Polesny over the top. And then really one of the best things about this play is Deion. You can see the ball security right now where he covers up with both hands, takes care of the ball.
He's not going out of bounds.
And that's really a good awareness play in this situation. Exactly what you want to do is just take care of that ball and, you know, get vertical and get the first down. So good team win, good contributions from all three phases.
Great stuff.
All right. Be playing this
week. I know you got a lot to prepare for. Get ready for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll see you out in Minnesota.